What if the gap between your current reality and your deepest aspirations could be bridged through specific daily practices? The Miracle Habits presents 13 transformative practices that promise not just incremental improvement, but extraordinary outcomes exceeding all conventional expectation. Unlike typical success literature that offers vague platitudes, these habits represent concrete practices embraced by high achievers across industries, from tech entrepreneurs to Hollywood creatives, who credit them with remarkable results. The power lies not in wishful thinking, but in systematic application of principles that align your entire being with your deepest aims, creating what often appears as fortunate coincidences, but actually stems from profound internal and external alignment. Miracle making begins with absolute, passionate singularity of purpose, complete dedication to one core objective that revolutionizes your existence. When James Cameron declared his intention to create underwater documentaries after Titanic, this singular focus led him to develop revolutionary deep-sea technology that later enabled Avatar, the highest-grossing film of all time. This approach differs from generic follow-your-passion advice by emphasizing genuine emotional alignment. Since we can't trick our emotions, selecting a workable, lifelong aim requires brutal self-honesty. When you identify a goal that resonates at your core, your emotions naturally align behind it, creating unstoppable momentum. Everything forms an integrated ecosystem: your thoughts, physical surroundings, habits, and relationships. Creating a total environment means consciously designing every element of your existence to support your definite aim. This extends beyond vision boards to your physical spaces, information consumption, relationships, and daily rituals. Consider how Joan Didion maintained a precisely arranged workspace with specific notebooks and dictionaries positioned just so, or how Steve Jobs limited his wardrobe to eliminate decision fatigue. These weren't mere eccentricities, but deliberate environmental choices that channeled creative energy toward primary objectives. The principle works because our consciousness doesn't distinguish between internal and external stimuli. Everything we perceive becomes part of our mental landscape. Perhaps no habit is more ennobling than keeping your word and honoring your commitments, all of them, not just the convenient ones. Radical self-responsibility means recognizing that while you didn't cause every situation you face, you always have responsibility, the capacity to choose your reaction. This perspective shifts you from victim to creator. This habit manifests practically. When you make a promise, you fulfill it expeditiously without being reminded. You don't offer excuses for delays, but instead take immediate corrective action. You value solutions over explanations, focusing your energy on what can be done rather than why something happened. The transformative power extends beyond personal integrity to your interactions with others. You must also ask directly for what you want in return, avoiding passive resentment that builds when needs go unexpressed. This balanced exchange creates relationships based on mutual respect rather than exploitation or martyrdom. True solidarity requires muscularity, identifying specific situations where your help is genuinely needed and responding with tangible resources, time, money, and loyalty. This isn't about random acts of kindness, but strategic investment in others' well-being that creates lasting impact. This approach distinguishes between performative generosity and authentic contribution. Consider how billionaire Chuck Feeney gave away his entire $8 billion fortune so anonymously that for years beneficiaries had no idea who their donor was. Or how Mackenzie Scott has donated billions without naming buildings after herself. These examples demonstrate solidarity's muscular nature, concrete action without expectation of recognition. The practice requires discernment. Not every request deserves your resources, and not every cause aligns with your values or capabilities. Effective solidarity means selecting where your contribution can be most impactful, rather than diffusing your efforts across countless worthy but disconnected needs. How rare it is to encounter someone who speaks with complete integrity, making no claims they cannot substantiate, offering no opinions on matters they haven't carefully considered, and discussing others only in ways they would feel comfortable saying directly to them. Such people possess unmistakable gravitas. This practice extends beyond avoiding obvious slander to monitoring subtle forms of dishonorable speech, exaggerations that become lies, complaints that become habitual, criticisms offered without constructive intent, and opinions shared without sufficient knowledge. Before speaking, ask, is this true? Is it necessary? Is it kind? Would I say this if the person were present? Am I qualified to offer this opinion? These simple filters eliminate much of what passes for normal conversation, but actually undermines your character. When you speak rarely but truthfully, people listen. When you make promises sparingly but keep them absolutely, your commitments carry weight. This verbal integrity creates a foundation for the extraordinary influence that characterizes miracle makers. Every successful person is an amalgamation of their associations, their thinking, habits, and opportunities shaped by those with whom they spend the most time. This practice goes beyond surrounding yourself with positive people to strategically cultivating relationships with individuals whose strengths complement your weaknesses, whose values align with your aims, and whose presence consistently elevates your thinking. Consider how mastermind groups have powered extraordinary achievements throughout history, from Benjamin Franklin's Junto Club to the Inklings, which included C.S. Lewis and J.R.R. Tolkien, to the PayPal Mafia that spawned multiple billion-dollar companies, these carefully curated associations created exponential growth for their members. Creating these selective associations doesn't happen passively. You must intentionally seek out people operating at the level you aspire to reach, often through organizations, events, or projects that attract like-minded individuals. Then you must demonstrate value before expecting to receive it, showing through consistent action that you're worth including in their circle. The culminating miracle habit synthesizes all previous practices into hard-won faith. Not blind belief, but earned confidence in universal principles. This faith strengthens through consistent practices that connect you to deeper sources of wisdom and power. This approach differs from conventional spiritual teachings by emphasizing experience over doctrine. After studying esoteric philosophies, we must ultimately trust intuition, developing practical mysticism, navigating material reality while remaining connected to deeper currents of meaning. The practice includes daily meditation on your definite aim, cultivating awareness of universal intelligence, participating in supportive groups, and maintaining self-respect through ethical conduct. Learning from adversity becomes essential. The difference between giving up and persevering lies in your ability to extract lessons from setbacks. Though emotional reactions may persist, immediately examining what you could improve builds understanding that all circumstances can be strengthened. What if the extraordinary life you've imagined is a real possibility waiting for you to claim through consistent practice? The miracle habits offer a practical pathway. Begin today. Choose your definite aim, align your environment, honor your word, speak with integrity, select your associations carefully, and practice faith through action. The miracles will follow.